The Hydro by Ronald Frame, with Eliza Langland as Fee Drummond and David Rintoul as David Drummond. Episode 2. Recently widowed Fee Drummond and her brother-in-law David have taken over the running of the Carnbeg Hydro after a management buyout. Marjorie Drummond, Fee's mother-in-law, is finding it hard to accept she's no longer in charge. It's Fee's job to turn the hotel around. She has to prove to the lending bank she can hold her nerve.
Sushi? Sashimi shabu shabu? Oh, what in the name?
Hello, Agnes.
Mr. Drummond, this menu.
We'll be having some Japanese guests to stay. They're on the holiday line. We thought we'd try to give them a taste of home.
Yakitori.
Yes, that means grilled. Beef. Oh, no, that's teriyaki. Chicken is grilled. What did you say? Yakitori.
Tempura. Sukiyaki.
Yes. Still, you're not having to take their orders, Agnes.
I know my place, Mr. Drummond. I've known it for 26 years.
What?
Taking orders.
Did you want to wait at the tables?
Nobody ever asked me if I did, Mr. Drummond.
Oh, dear, she still hasn't forgotten the jewellery business. Finger of suspicion.
You're right.
Good morning, David. Laura. Something taxing us?
Agnes.
Ah. Laura, I'm off to see his lordship, Provost Murray.
She's got to be treated with kid gloves.
Any news, by the way, of Agnes's husband?
He hasn't come back.
Do you think it was Agnes's 25-year service party? I've been wondering.
Which yours truly organised.
As only he could. No, I mean, do you think that frightened him off?
How?
Life closing in, getting too comfortable.
Could have been.
Change of life, change of wife.
He was looking quite smart, I thought.
Danced a lot.
He asked me to dance.
Fortunate fellow.
Poor Agnes.
What?
I can sympathise. Right, I'm off to the Provost. Walking on eggshells time.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
You look a little disapproving.
She doesn't need luck, does she?
No. Well, she's a clever lady, I grant you.
You've played the Hydro course yourself, Provost, haven't you?
Quite a few times, yes.
You'd recommend it?
I normally play up at Carnmore.
How does ours compare?
Well, it's a crafty wee course. Only 9 holes.
Yes. Yes, well, that's the point. Why we want to make it 18.
9's not enough for your guests?
Well, I'm sure they'd enjoy 18 even more. And from the Hydro's point of view, it makes better financial sense to be able to offer something to professionals.
Professionals? Yes.
You don't sound sure.
No. No, Mrs. Drummond, I'm not really at all convinced.
Why not?
It would change things.
Yes, yes, exactly. It would help to put...
Tournaments? I presume that is in your mind?
Yes.
We're not just talking about a bigger course twice as long for your guests, your weekend players.
No, not naturally. The prospect of tournaments...
Hydro Cup, perhaps. Who knows? A Scottish Open one day.
I hadn't thought... Well, why not? If the design's good enough.
And what would that do for the mood of, let me see, it's in your brochure, the ambience of timeless peace and tranquility next to nature. Let the quiet of the estate soak up your cares.
The upset would only be now and again, Mr. Murray.
Upset?
No, I mean activity.
You haven't considered how often?
No, no, not yet, but we're just at the plan.
Well, We have to think of such things very carefully. Those will form the premise of any decision.
We?
I speak on behalf of the Carnbeg Consultative Planning Subcommittee. You do understand that, don't you?
Yes.
There'll be crowds. The congestion.
Well, the extra business. Carnbeg income. Profits for the shopkeepers.
Oh, the profit factor. For yourself, too, of course.
Inevitably.
Inevitably. Everything is profit these days.
Well, in the past, I think it was too little considered. We provide good jobs for locals. The Hydro helps trade in the town. We are a very responsible concern, Mr. Murray. We fully intend to be at the heart of this community.
And the roads, how would they cope? The traffic?
Occasional traffic.
Would require access.
We'll widen what's already there.
You've made provision for this?
We shall.
Those are private roads on Hydro policies.
Yes.
But I'm talking about the public thoroughfares. What about the expense of that? On the hill, the roads can't be widened. There's enough motor traffic as it is. More cars will bring litter, or rather, they leave it behind. So that is an additional factor.
We'll deal with that.
On the estate. But I'm talking about the town, Mrs. Drummond. They would all be teetotal, would they, the spectators?
Well, of course they wouldn't. The pubs would be delighted.
Oh, they'll be in the pubs, will they?
In the other hotels, I expect.
Not the Hydro.
Well, if sufficient numbers of people come...
And how many is sufficient? More than you can handle at the Hydro?
Carnbeg will be on the map if and when we stage a tournament. We've had surveys done from the most reputable
firms. Oh, you can get all the surveys done you like, but they don't decide the matter.
No, I realise that.
Which is why you're here.
To explain. 18 holes will allow us to attract big players if we can present an event as persuasively as it has to be done. We're living in 1997, Mr. Murray.
And I'm not.
I'm not saying that, not at all, but we have to meet the challenges.
But we also say putting up a challenge, don't we? All the time, Mrs. Drummond, we have to be vigilant, alert.
Morning, Laura.
Good morning, Mr. Drummond.
Very formal. It is a good morning, as it happens. And if you'll pardon my being so unoriginal, if I might say so, all the better for seeing you, Laura.
You just have said so.
Well, don't you want to know?
Maybe it would be better if I don't know.
Oh, I thought you'd want to hear the effect you have on me.
I don't mean to have any effect, if I might say so.
We can't always tell what others are thinking.
That's very true.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me, Laura.
In a roundabout way, Mr. Drummond.
David, please. We have to work together, don't we?
That's why I thought you should be Mr. Drummond.
You'll keep David in reserve when you need it.
That would be telling.
Well, tell me sometime. Off to see the chief. Bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Drummond. Miss Murray, I see you up this way sometimes.
Yes,
when I'm walking Laddie. You're going to Camp Stratton? Katrina Kirkpatrick's?
Yes, for tea.
Here, Laddie, here. My brother, our illustrious provost, said he'd been talking to you the other day.
Yes.
A satisfactory conversation, was it?
Not really, no.
Not satisfactory for you?
Were you discussing it with him?
Hardly that. He doesn't tell me much about these things. He does discuss it with others.
Yes.
Your mother-in-law is one of his confidants.
Mrs. Drummond?
Hasn't she told you?
Well, it's not something... No, Miss Murray, she hasn't told me.
Fancy that. Quite friendly they are.
You see her?
Socially. Just a nod, a quick smile, whatever she can spare me. It's my brother who takes up her time.
Oh?
You knew that, though.
Only that there was someone...
It breaks all the rules, of course, about the Murrays and the Drummonds in Carnbay.
Yes, this is like the Montagues and Capulets. How did the feud begin?
In the mists of time, Mrs. Drummond. Whatever her surname had been, I'm sure I would be feeling the same. Laddie, here, boy. She isn't suitable, that's all. But she's got under my brother's skin. She's fairly worked at it.
There isn't a feud, then?
Not between the Murrays and the Drummonds. Well, unless you count me and her. No, I think the struggle's somewhere else. Closer to home, if you get my meaning, Mrs. Drummond.
The golf course, that's got something.
That's a part of it. But anything you young folk do... you have to take the fork now?
I'm sorry?
The fork in the road.
Oh.
To get to Katrina Kirkpatrick's. That is where you're going.
Yes, just for an hour or so.
Very nice, too. A proper lady, isn't she? Compared to some. Laddie, come on. You'll forget we've spoken, Mrs. Drummond, won't you? You didn't meet a soul. You had the high road all to yourself.
Fraser was my second husband.
I didn't know, Mrs. Kirkpatrick.
It isn't common knowledge, Fee. We didn't move here to Carnbeg till the 50s. I was married before, but Ewan died. Afterwards, I took up the reins at the company. It was a small family printing business. Ewan had two sisters, but neither had any head for business or much interest at all. I wasn't bad at it. This was just before the war. The war put us out of operation permanently. They blamed me. But I had kept the business in a decent profit. Oh, it was so tiring fighting them. All their hostility. I really didn't have the stomach for it anymore. Here, though, with Fraser, here I was the hostess, married to the best CA roundabout. I had learnt my lesson.
Yes, but you worked again.
When Fraser started up the property and factoring side, then I got up my courage and did some work in the office. That was different. We were in harness together. And the good folk of Carnberg didn't think I was getting above myself.
I didn't know all this.
So, my dear, I do understand what you're telling me. I'd like to think I was a Fee Drummond. A Fee Drummond 60 years ago.
You smell nice, Mum.
Do I?
I don't recognise it. What is it?
Here.
Oh, pricey. Did you...
No, it was a present.
Who from? Oh, don't tell me. Mr. Dunbar from the bank?
It was, as a matter of fact.
Why?
Why? It's my birthday, belatedly.
You hardly know him.
I don't, but...
Oh, of course, that time he rang the house and I had flour in my hand and said I was baking your birthday cake.
Ah, I wondered how he found out.
Oh, you weren't expecting anything?
No, not at all.
Well, he certainly splashed out.
Not complaining.
No. So, you going somewhere?
Our working dinner.
With Mr. Dunbar?
With Mr. Dunbar, Kirsty.
Hmm. What do you discuss?
Very tedious things.
What they teach us in business studies?
No, much more complicated than that. Although you might make a better job of understanding it than me. If I threw you together.
He's not my type.
Well, you suppose he's my type?
Is that a serious question?
I think so.
I don't know, Mum.
Well, who would be?
Someone like Dad. Like Dad was.
Well, I'm ready, I think. Final dab. Here, try it.
No, that's all right.
Go on.
Well, it is nice.
Just don't make a habit of it. Good evening, George. At table booking, Mr. Dunbar.
Certainly, Mrs. Drummond, I have it here.
Just checking. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Shall I tell the gentleman to wait here?
If you would, please. Ah, Laura. Got your evening planned? Dinner assignation?
No, nothing like that.
You don't find it dull here?
Dull?
Ah, small country town, not very cosmopolitan, is it?
Oh, there's the hydro.
Ah, I know, you like sports.
Yeah, some.
I always see you going by the pool house or the squash courts. I've got you worked out, my lady.
Oh, yes?
That's not really the sports, is it?
I swim, play squash.
It's the sports staff. It's Mark and Danny. That's what's got you interested. Well, you have David and me to thank for that.
I do.
Handpicked talent.
Is Mr. Dunbar here yet for your meeting?
Well, we'll be shortly. Dinner in the dining room.
Very nice, too.
We might as well see what he's putting up the money for. What the bank's putting up the investors' money for. Well, wish me luck.
Luck? With Mr. Dunbar?
He's not your type, is he?
No. No, definitely not.
Charming, debonair, quite good-looking, but something about him?
I have great confidence in you.
Ah.
You don't sound so sure.
It's a strange position for me to be in, sitting here with you.
All those prying eyes. The candles help.
No, I mean discussing what we're discussing.
I wonder what we are discussing.
The hydro.
No, we have to discuss that, though.
Yes, but at one time...
You were happy just to be Colin Drummond's wife.
Well...
That was enough for you?
I've looked out the papers you sent me.
Venture capitalism. That excites you?
Perplexes me.
Gearing, Cayman Insurance, spin-off. What don't you understand?
Well, how all the deadlines are going to be met.
Resourceful woman like yourself. Fee, I hope this can be a fulfilling experience for us both. A kind of adventure. More than...
More than...
Just facts and figures. We discover more about ourselves.
But business comes first, getting the hydro on its feet.
Forget the hydro just for a while. I thought our dinner...
A working dinner, you say.
You don't know what I'm working at, though.
No, I don't.
All right. The facts and figures first.
The facts and figures, yes. I've made some notes.
How thorough of you?
No, not really. I'd be failing if I didn't.
No, we don't want you to fail, do we?
I may. In meeting the repayment deadlines.
There are such things as extensions.
That would be a possibility.
A possibility, yes. It does happen with favoured clients.
It doesn't often happen.
Not often, no, you're right. In run-of-the-mill situations. It's what? A matter of honour, Evie. Your pride.
I don't want my children to see me fail.
They won't. Your children only need to see what you want them to see, Fee. They don't need to know everything.
No?
Not everything. Lovely dinner.
Chef Guillaume's the one to thank for that.
The company, I meant. Look at the stars up there.
It's the Highland air. Clear and unpolluted.
A fountain so soothing, I always think. Balm for the tired old brain.
Yes.
You said you were happy.
What about?
When you were married.
I was.
Were you?
Marriage is fine by me. There's a way to live.
I don't mean that.
What else?
With Colin.
That's private. You knew Colin?
Yes. Yes, I did. Prominent businessman that he was.
He always used the bank.
So you thought you'd do likewise?
You were colleagues.
Oh, yes.
Friends, I gather.
Earlier on we were.
But not later.
Well, you know how it is. How people can drift.
I'm keeping you back.
Oh, how could you think that? Delighted to see you. Pay my respects. No one to go back to. Like you, I suppose.
I have the children.
Ah, well, there are other different kinds of closeness, different needs.
Oh, yes.
I've seen you, though. Now, can I tempt you to dinner in Glasgow?
I'm not down very often.
I can come back. Take you somewhere else. Fast car. Doesn't take me long to get up.
Let me ring you.
I'll ring you.
Thanks for the paperwork. I'll read it tonight.
All work and no play.
Another time.
I'll hold you to it. But not here. I'll whisk you away.
Good night.
Good night, Fee. Sweet dreams.
I don't think so, Mr. Dunbar.
He's here in Britain.
Hmm? Who?
Larry Steiner. Haven't you been listening to me, Fee?
Yes, the motivation man. I think it's a very interesting idea. Sort of executive games.
No, this is a talk in front of all the staff. Mental exercises for them. He gets everybody terribly fired up.
Oh, no, not one of those clappy things. Arms up in the air.
There's a bit of voice raising goes on. He does punch the air a bit. It's very intense. I've seen a video. I could see if we could get him. Jip up the staff.
Well, I can just see Sadie and Effie there.
And Agnes.
Isn't it going to be an expensive experiment?
If he can drag the staff into the last quarter of the 20th century, never mind the last decade.
Hope they can't hear
it'll
you.
It'll be worth it.
All right.
He's coming up to Edinburgh, no, and Aberdeen. I'll make inquiries.
What's that?
I'll make inquiries.
Do.
Concentration is another of his big things.
Positive thinking.
Focus.
And I'll be expecting great things of you.
Me?
No excuses now, David.
Laura, beautiful roses.
They're for Mrs. Drummond.
A yellow, her favourite.
Are they? No name on the card.
Little mystery, always advisable in my experience.
Has she discussed yellow roses with you?
Not discussed, but I retain up here what I want to.
You know they're a favourite.
I can't deny it.
Someone made the right choice then?
Yes, they did.
Are these from David?
Well, he knew they were your favourite.
Didn't say so, though, if he'd sent them.
No.
Wondering about David, since he and Helen split up.
He does talk about you a lot.
Complaining.
Quite the opposite.
Oh? Oh, dear.
On the 6th. He's coming, Mr. Larry Steiner in person.
You're quite clear what we'll be paying.
I'm still attending to that. Don't worry, he'll be worth it. I'm putting him in the Glen Isla suite. He has some specific requirements.
Like?
What kind of flowers? Oh. He has a problem with pollen.
Oh, poor man.
Swedish mineral water.
Swedish? Where do we get that from?
He's got a thing about curtains, apparently.
What, the colour, the material?
Doesn't like them. They harbour germs, bacteria.
For God's sake.
So I'll have them taken down and we'll put up blinds instead.
And you still think he'll be worth it?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He'll talk things up, like you're doing.
All the way.
Did you get the roses?
The roses? Ah, you sent them.
You didn't guess?
No, I didn't.
Was I supposed to guess, Mr. Dunbar?
Oh, I thought you might.
Was it a lucky choice?
What's that?
The colour. Yellow roses.
I may have known.
How, though?
Ah, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Well, well, thanks anyway.
The pleasure was all mine.
You've heard the song about searching for the hero inside yourself.
Yes.
Low down on personal upgrowth. Well, this is what my program is intended to achieve, ladies and gentlemen. Press the right button. Okay, it's just a case of tapping into what is already there. Reaching in and pulling him, pulling her out. The other you, the real you.
Well, well.
Convinced?
You can't be doing it with mirrors. Is it hypnosis?
No, of course not.
Pushing the right buttons.
He said he'll come down for a drink.
Needs a rest first, I expect, in a darkened room. Well, we're all going to be hyperactive after this, are we? With the lowdown on personal upgrowth. Larry Steiner disciples.
You too?
Well, I'll wait till I've met him. I'll let you know. Quite possibly, unless he blows it.
How's he going to do that?
Oh, goodness, Mr. Steiner.
Is this the basement?
Yes.
I'm trying to get up to the second.
I'm sorry.
Well, you better get in.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Come on.
Are you sure, sir? Thank you.
So, we were going up.
Uh-huh.
The lift did feel a bit juddery. We didn't stop at ground, although the light on the panel stayed on when someone pressed to stop. We just carried on. And then, between first and second, we jammed.
What is it?
We've stopped, Mr. Steiner.
What?
We're jammed.
No. No.
We're stuck.
No, no, no. This has never happened to me before. Ever. We can't be stuck.
We'll set off the alarm. I'll phone down.
No, let me speak. I gotta get out of here. No, this can't be happening. It can't be happening to me. Oh, no. We must get out of here quickly.
I wouldn't have believed it, Laura, after all his motivating. He just went to pieces. There was another bad turn when they phoned up and said it would be a couple of hours. Well, he flipped at that, Mr. Steiner. And the lift started to shake, but I got through to him in the end. I just held his hands. I sat him down on the floor. Oh, he was crying and everything. So I just let him put his head on my chest. Oh, poor bloke. I don't know if it was claustrophobia or if it's just a fear to it. It was like a Wayne, a wee boy. Well, it was 3 hours. Oh, I was exhausted too. And when they freed us, he couldn't even, you know, put on an act for them. And I told them, if they could just leave us alone for a wee while, please. Oh, he was all over me. He'd think I'd saved his life. Really would. Or that he'd have died or something if I hadn't been there. Oh, now, there's a secret, Laura. You mustn't tell about him getting into such a panic. I mean, I shouldn't have said it, should I?
I won't breathe a word. But everyone will know about your good fortune now.
Well, in the lift. Now, this is the official version.
Right.
We had a long discussion, all calm and businesslike. And in the course of our discussion, this is what he'll say. He zeroed in on my potential super factor.
You've seen this?
What's that?
A county courier.
Normally, as you know, I can't wait to pick up my...
I'd look at it. There, the leader. So cold.
Carnbeg Hydro is a yen to please.
Read it.
Always read the end of these things first. Everyone's asking the question, what will Carnbeg's Japanese visitors make of a Highland winter? Try telling them there's a nip in the air.
Well, I wouldn't laugh. Everything about your Tokyo visit, the number of rooms we'd like to convert, even the colour scheme, the height of the seats from the floor. They've even got a sample menu where we're getting the chopsticks from.
How on earth do they know?
And it's all true. It's the tone of the thing. Japanese invasion, colonising Carnbeg, unrolling the futons for them, futon frenzy.
So, the courier surpassed itself this time.
Who's given them this?
I wish I knew.
You've been speaking to anyone?
Me?
Anyone who could have passed them on the information?
No.
Or could they have pieced the information together from things you'd said here and there?
No, Fee, I haven't discussed it.
Well, how's it happened?
I've no idea. You believe me, don't you?
Well, I can't explain it.
No, neither can I.
Your mother knows this new editor they've got, Kinnear.
She does.
He was at their summer party last year, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Well, you were talking to him.
I was talking to a lot of people.
David, you're the one who had to work hard to get these contracts.
Yes, I know.
Well?
Well, I'm concerned.
Yes?
Yes.
I'm livid.
Well, because he's betrayed my mother's trust.
Because I think your mother may have sanctioned it.
What?
Come on, David. We know he's one of her circle, her inner circle. Circles inside circles inside circles. We know she doesn't approve of what we're doing, what I'm doing anyway.
Why this stuff, though, about the Japanese?
Makes good copy.
I was there, the male Drummond in Tokyo.
She's overlooked that fact to get at me.
Oh, don't get paranoid.
I'm not. Well, she's getting at the hotel, the new Hydro.
We're a team, you said.
Yes, we are, which is why I need everyone to be completely agreed as to where their loyalties lie, all of us.
You know I'm with you, don't you?
Yes.
Fee?
You discussed it with Helen.
Bits with Helen, but it's a long time since she's taken any interest in the minutiae.
Oh, you're positive about that.
Are you sure about every little thing in your life?
But this isn't a little matter, David.
You're telling me off again. I'm the manager, Fee.
Those are terms. General manager, managing director.
It puts you ahead, right?
It gives us our jobs to do.
And I'm responsible to you.
To the management board, David, not to me.
No?
I represent the board. I oversee.
But I don't manage.
You help me run this hotel.
Helen always said it would be a problem.
Well, I think it works pretty well on the whole, don't you?
Yes?
Yes, I do.
We rub along.
Right. So what are we going to do about this?
Write it out. Write a letter to the newspaper, which they'll print.
And edit too.
Setting out the real agenda. I will survive it, you'll see.
Until the next shock exclusive about the golf course.
Yes, I imagine that's the main target.
Meanwhile?
We defy them. Do our damnedest.
Laura, you all right?
Yes, Mrs. Drummond.
You seem a bit far away. Not pining for home?
Home?
Australia, Melbourne.
No.
Or, Mark or Danny? Leisure centre lot?
No.
If you want to talk about anything...
It's all right, really.
Yes, well, my offer stands.
Thanks.
Mr. Steiner said I have it in me to be a motivator too. I'm to go to his College of Activation in Kansas, and I'm to be trained to be one of his top team. Oh, just fancy, Laura.
Great, Agnes.
I'll be sent to big institutions like where they've got a lot of wifeys working, manual staff and that, because he says I can touch them. I've got empathy. I have A, motivation impact, and B, workplace credibility. Mr. Steiner says.
Agnes, that's great, I think, isn't it?
I never thought of myself like that. Someone else had to see it, I suppose. Help reach inside and pull this other woman out. Maybe I should start on you. You look a bit strained.
Agnes?
Mr. Drummond.
It is you.
It's me, all right. Fool woman.
What have they done to you?
Well, Mr. Steiner, he said I was to take myself to En Vogue yonder and do myself out, and he'd pay for it.
And that's what you picked?
Oh, no, I've got four outfits. Do you like my shoulders? The Jackie comes with a long skirt or a short. So I've thrown caution to the wind and my underskirt. What do you think?
It's very striking. How do you feel, though?
20 years younger. Of course, I've got to wait until the beauty studio get their hands on me too. And Paolo for my hair. Well, Paul. Oh, not even Paul, but he's from Kirkcaldy. But Paolo of Milan sounds more the part, doesn't it? Don't know why, really.
Goodness. What will you look like once they've done you over? I can't imagine, Agnes.
I'm trading my old life in for a new one. Oh, it's so exciting at my age. But Mr. Steiner, he says he might have to do something about that.
What?
My age. Duck off a few years for my literature.
Oh, God, what a relief. I thought you meant plastic surgery.
Oh, there's an idea. In Kansas, I bet they're all at it. Oh, here, is that the time? I must fly. It's Kellyanne first for my facial. If you'll excuse me, Mr. Drummond, but I have a different piper to call my tune now, haven't I?
Goodbye, Agnes.
Right. Oh, that's it. Two more lengths, that'll be 40.
Oh, I'll get you in the changing room, Kirsty.
Oh, don't see anyone supervising. Who's it supposed to be?
Mona, I think.
Is this my towel? Well, I'd better go to the desk. There ought to be someone out here visible. Hello?
Just a sec. Mona.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Drummond.
Laura, what are you doing here? Nothing's wrong.
No.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Just checking something with Mona.
Mona, shouldn't you be out there? Mark's on the desk, isn't he?
Yes, of course, Mrs. Drummond. I'm sorry, I was just a few seconds.
And if someone had been in difficulties, it only takes a few seconds.
I'd better get back.
Well, is there no one in the office, Laura?
My answer phone's on. I've only just come down.
It's not like Laura abandoning her post.
Well, I'm off to fax our Japanese friends in Paris.
Would you, do you want to get Laura to do it?
Laura, please, could you?
Certainly, Mrs. Drummond.
Top sheet and the number, thanks.
Okay.
She seems a little flushed. It suits her.
David, focus, as Larry Steiner would be telling us. We'll have to discuss what we're going to say about the golf course. We're obviously going to have to lobby now. Provost Murray's term lasts another 18 months, is it?
16 and a half months.
I've drafted some letters, David. They're on my desk.
Okay.
Just let me check. No one's rung through on Laura's phone. She's been out of the office. Be through in a minute.
Laura, it's Mona. Why are you avoiding me? I can't stand it. You're a tease. Oh, hell, I shouldn't have said that. Look, scrub this. Just come down and see me at the pool, will you? Got your message. What's happened? Come quickly, I'm waiting. Ciao.
Fee?
Yes. Yes, yes, I hear you. Coming.
You know.
Well.
My secret's out.
I had no idea.
Well, that's it, I suppose. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Drummond.
Sorry? What for?
That you had to find out about me and Mona.
It doesn't make any difference to things. Your work, does it?
Well, maybe it does.
Don't see how.
Oh, if you'd just known earlier, then...
I know now. It's really any of my business. So that's all right.
No, it's not. It wouldn't have been the same.
I can cope with this, Laura. Don't worry. I accept the situation.
It's not so simple.
Is there something else?
Not everyone's as open-minded as you are. Not in Carnbeg, certainly.
Well, I'm sorry. For them. For you, if you had to put up with any abuse.
They think they're subtler. Some people. They just like you to know that it's in their power to keep your secret or not.
Some people? Anyone in particular?
I can't say.
Why not? Look, I know the important thing. It can't matter now.
We had an understanding. My secret would stay secret if I...
If you what?
The Japanese rooms, the plans, the sales program.
Which were leaked to the County Courier.
I did it.
You? Why, Laura?
I was forced to.
Who by?
Mr. Drummond's mother.
She forced you?
Carnbeg is a small town, she said. Carnbeg people and the guests here, they don't like what doesn't fit.
You're not breaking a law.
She knows where Mona's mother lives. It would have been so easy for her. She told me I wouldn't get a reference. She would forbid Mr. Drummond to give me one, and you would hear that I've been ready to betray you. Oh, but I wouldn't get a new job now anyway.
No, you're right. You wouldn't. Because I don't see why on earth you should go.
What?
Well, you don't want to go, do you?
No, only because...
Now, more than ever, I need you working here. We've got certain matters out into the open. We need to get focused, as Larry Steiner would be telling us.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Fee. After all you've done to help me. She let me know I didn't have any choice. Even if I'd just run off, she would have known where to get me.
She really must hate me.
No, I don't think she hates you. Not you. It's what you represent. She said she was cheated out of the hard drive.
She wasn't. She's living better than she ought to be.
Well, I know that, but all the things she says, the explaining and the threats, everything's mixed up and it's plausible. It makes sense and you get the idea she's somehow on the side of right, even
when she's blackmailing you. Come on. Let's get something to eat.
You don't want any more of my company.
How do you know what I want? I'm hungry. Are you?
Well, oddly, yes.
Then we eat. Come on.
Oh, you're wearing Mr. Dunbar's perfume again, Mum.
Am I? Yes.
They have that French film star advertising it.
Oh?
They sell it in Perth, though. Maybe he bought it on his way up.
Maybe. Or in Glasgow.
You going to have lunch with him?
No, I just felt like it.
That's what people give perfume for.
What?
So we think of them when they're not here.
Who?
Mr. Dunbar, of course.
I'm not thinking of him.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes.
And it's about business.
It's about business. That's right.
Yeah, I've tried to put estimates of turnover on each of the services. And here, from Jock Chalmers, likely yields on the estate, the rents, that's straightforward. But timber sales...
I expect being attractive is an asset.
An asset?
You don't deny it, then.
Sorry, deny what?
That you're attractive. Women usually demur.
Say it a lot, do you?
No, I don't. Timber.
We have to allow for replanting.
And these?
Oh, possible fishing rights. Hunting.
You should yourself.
No, I'm a bit of a townie still.
You disapprove?
That's different in the country, the way of thinking. I have to respect that.
And no scruples?
Oh, I do have a morality.
A secret one?
A private one.
Do you have many scruples, Fee?
These, see, these are updates.
And does it all add up?
Oh, you have to tell me, Mr. Dunbar.
Neil, you must have an idea if it tallies.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
But we have to be a little more exact, no?
Running the hotel...
is as much as you feel confident about, is that it?
Not confident. It's my brief, I mean. If I give you these to take away with you...
Yes, I could do that.
I thought you might have more important things to do.
Not more pleasant.
Well, it's up to you.
I suppose it is. The bank takes my advice, as I was telling you.
Excuse me? Yes, hello. No. No, I'll ring later, thanks. Sorry. We're up 12% on average from last year, but we're aiming for 20%.
That's steep.
It means more offers running throughout the year.
You can afford that?
Can't afford not to. Spending per capita is up while the guests are here, so...
I can't persuade you to have dinner with me again.
It's very kind of you.
Kind? I'm not asking just for politeness' sake, you know.
Come in. Ah, Laura. You're not friends, Mrs. Kirkpatrick.
With the other Mrs. Drummond?
No. Have you ever been?
No, again. It's this house, Camp Stratton. She would have liked it, I know. When Fraser and I bought it, we couldn't really afford it. But the previous owners wanted us to get it. They thought it would be safer with us. So we paid a little less. Marjorie Drummond got to hear about it, of course.
Well, from up here, she would have Carnbag laid out before her.
It would have been ideal.
She held it against you.
She might not admit it, but certainly she has. Because the house is always here. Because she can see it from hers. It didn't matter how successful the Hydra got.
Or not.
I'm sure when she heard about my stroke, she perked up a little.
I'm tiring you. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. You've done me good.
I should be getting back. I've bunked off to come up.
Stay as long as you like. Oh, everyone taking your time. Me too.
No. Sleep, Mrs. Kirkpatrick, if you want to.
It's a warm afternoon.
Everything, when I was walking up, it looked so lovely today. Just perfect. I felt for the first time things might be going right. And from here, the view got clearer somehow. Go to sleep. I'll just sit. It's been a very special place, this. You used to apologize for The worn chair covers, you said. The fading on the furniture, the carpets. That's all been part of its charm. It's been like a charm spell. Can you hear me, Mrs. Kirkpatrick? Here. While I was in this house, I always felt I might manage eventually. Power of your green tea, you see. Gunpowder tea. I'd be able to see a way through.
Hello?
Oh, what a fright!
I've surprised you.
Yes, you have. What are you doing here?
Public right of way.
I mean, I thought you were going back to Glasgow.
Oh, decided the day was far too nice to waste sitting in the car. Although the day has been anything but a waste.
It can't have been very satisfactory for you.
Oh, it has been.
I'll look at the figures again, closely, see if we can trim anywhere.
Oh, that's peanuts. Might need something a little more drastic.
Like?
Selling land. A fairish chunk of it, if needs be.
But that's part of the appeal, the estate. Even for the guests who don't use it, knowing there's all this space up here.
What's the alternative? Falling short, well short, defaulting. Do you come here often, V?
I go up to see Mrs. Kirkpatrick.
She of the shares. Being sweet to her, I bet.
Not at all. She's a friend.
Oh, you're cross with me now.
No, I'm not.
You're not being nice to me. Could be to your commercial disadvantage, you know.
I go down this way.
Which way would you suggest for me? Fee.
Please.
No, Fee, wait.
Callum!
Mum!
Who's this?
Oh, my son, Callum. This is Mr. Dunbar.
Callum. A nice bike.
Mountain bike.
Oh, nothing like it in my day.
He wanted one. After college.
I earned it, remember? My exams.
Yeah, I remember.
And the tennis, the bloody tournament.
Don't swear, Callum. I haven't heard you swear like that before.
Well, I'll be going.
Got everything?
I've got everything.
And I'll be in touch.
Right. Right, goodbye, Fee. Goodbye, Callum.
Goodbye. Why did you swear?
He's from the bank.
Yes.
I don't like him.
I'm not sure I do either. He's part of the inheritance. It's from your father.
What's my dad got to do with that cretin?
Callum, words like that don't help.
You mentioned dad.
Yes.
You've got no right.
Let's get back and forget it, right?
Forget what?
Do you want to take Jamie to the Hydro? Tropicana? Bistro?
Tonight?
Have pizza, burgers, whatever you like.
Really?
I'll give you some money.
Oh, all right.
I'd rather eat at home.
No.
Here.
Thanks.
But I'll finish off down at the office now. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Sorry, Callum. I'm sorry.
In episode 2 of The Hydro, Fee was played by Eliza Langland and David by David Rintoul. Mrs. Kirkpatrick was played by Sheila Donald, Laura by Wendy Seeger, Dunbar by Finlay MacLean, Kirsty by Gayanne Potter, Callum by Geoffrey Lee, the Provost by John Buick, and Miss Murray by Jan Moffat. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Hydro was written for radio by Ronald Frame, and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner.